I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. Republican State Senator Sam McCann announced a run for governor Thursday. He says he'll compete as a Conservative Party candidate. That could complicate Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's re-election campaign after he almost lost the primary to a more conservative challenger. McCann faced financial difficulties resulting in lawsuits and a foreclosure, but he says that makes him a real person and a better candidate.
Especially the last 10 years, the working people of this state and this country have had tremendous problems. I have had my share of those. I fully admit it. I know what it's like to walk in the footsteps of the average Illinoisan. Pritzker nor Rauner have any clue what it's like.
Rauner's campaign immediately began attacking McCann. Billionaire Democratic nominee J.B. Pritzker welcomed him to the race. In order to get on the ballot, McCann will need to collect 25,000 signatures before the end of June. In other news, the ACLU of Illinois is accusing a Northern Illinois high school of discriminating against a small group of pro-gun students. Susan Stevens has more.
The incident took place during last month's national walkout. A student and her father felt her First Amendment rights were violated because she carried a pro-gun message. ACLU attorney Rebecca Glenberg says the students were disrespected by keeping their protest separated by about 50 yards from the larger group. They said their demands for equal treatment were ignored.
To separate them so much that one group essentially did not get to express their views is excessive.
Honeniga Assistant Superintendent Kim Sudbeck says the students were kept apart in the protest staged on the football field for everyone's safety. She rejects the ACLU's version of the story and says she feels both sides had an equal opportunity to get their messages heard. I'm Susan Stevens.
A federal appeals court ruled the U.S. government cannot withhold public safety grants from cities that refuse to cooperate with President Trump's immigration enforcement policies. The three-judge panel of the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with last year's decision by a lower court judge who imposed a temporary injunction on the administration. The decision says the administration exceeded its authority in establishing a new condition for cities to qualify for the grants. The ruling is the latest blow in a battle between sanctuary cities that declined to cooperate with federal immigration agents and the Trump administration. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A week after trustees at Southern Illinois University failed to approve a plan to reallocate state funds from Carbondale to Edwardsville's campus, state lawmakers heard testimony about a bill to separate the two schools. Representative Jay Hoffman's legislation would create separate boards for SIUC and SIUE and move the medical school from Carbondale's control to Edwardsville. During debate, Representative Terry Bryant questioned Hoffman about his motives for filing it.
So this is a direct reaction to being unhappy with a decision that the Board of Trustees
made. No, it's a direct
made.
Reaction of Carbondale getting 64% of the money and Edwardsville getting 36% of the money. And it's also a direct reaction of the infighting of the board that has to stop.
Representative Natalie Phelps Finney calls the measure a slap in the face to the Carbondale campus and the overall system. She says it would devastate Southern Illinois' economy. But Representative Hoffman says the bill would boost both schools, allowing them to focus on their strengths. The bill passed out of committee and now awaits a vote in the full House. Members of SIUC's Graduate Assistants United and the Association of Civil Service Employees are fighting for pay raises. The representatives of the two unions say they're owed 2% pay hikes because of a clause in the deal with the administration that kicked in when non-union workers at the SIU School of Medicine received raises. GAU's dispute is going to an arbitrator. The university says it's willing to listen to the arguments. I'm Jennifer Fuller.